little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Just a couple of technical things, just because we need to finish relatively soon, just about this sort of risk language. And this is technical, but you just need to at least know it. So what you should try and do is not use relative risk, but use absolute numbers.
Yeah.
You should try always, if you're going to give the positive, you should also give the negative.
Mm-hmm. And this is a harms.
Yeah, so it's, well, and also the harms. So you should say, so if 100 people take a high-intensity statin for the next 10 years, then 10 people out of that 100 will have avoided something that would have otherwise happened. That means for 73 of them, it will make no difference. So 100 people have taken it, 73 of them for 10 years, 73 of them, it's made no difference either way. For 10, for 10, it's made a big difference. They've avoided something. But for the other 14, it hasn't made any difference either. They've still had a bad outcome. Okay? So basically, 9 people, 10 people out of 100 benefited after 10 years from that intervention.
It's also quite helpful because you can then give a description of what the potential harms are. It actually gives you some numbers for some of the interventions if there are potential harms in them. So it is worthwhile. You knowing the way it works and trying it out on yourself, on a couple of play patients before you actually use it in real life.
Well, it's very interesting here, for example. I mean, in this, you do have to have caveats on these things, because if you look at Q Intervention, which is a British site, it'll show you the statins have a significant risk of increase your risk of cataracts. That's not on there at all. But there's a graph that changes that you can do on the Q intervention site. You can do what ifs. What if I lose weight? What if I control my blood pressure? It doesn't have so many options. It doesn't change the smiley faces nearly so well as this one does. But for example, it'll show you that their risk of cataract goes up. So, you know, they are individual. They're still, you know, slightly going beyond the evidence, to be honest. But they are helpful in showing people, you know, ballpark sort of level of risks and effectiveness of different treatments. And I think that they can be quite helpful in re-emphasising the importance of lifestyle and getting things a bit more in perspective, but also being more realistic with people about, you know, if I take this drug, it doesn't mean I'm not going to get it, it just means I'm less like on average.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.